Officials say a suicide bomber triggered a blast Monday morning at the opening ceremony of an office of the main opposition party in the northern town, Anuradhapura. Retired Major General Janak Parera and his wife, who were attending the ceremony, were among those killed in the attack. Scores of people were injured. During the 1990s, the general, who is regarded as a war hero in Sri Lanka, won key victories against the rebels. At the time of his death, he headed the provincial unit of the opposition, United National Party. Military spokesman Uday Nanaikara blames Tamil Tiger rebels for the attack. He says General Parera was the target of the rebels, also known as the LTTE.
He was an officer who was leading the operations when he was in the service against the LTTE, especially in the north. And LTTE may have targeted him because of that. LTTE definitely may be targeting this kind of key figures in order to get some kind of revenge.
The rebels have been accused of using suicide attacks to carry out numerous killings during their long-running campaign for an autonomous Tamil homeland. The latest violence erupted as the army said it is within striking distance of capturing the northern headquarters of the rebels, Kilinochi. Military spokesman Nanaikara says troops are poised just outside the town.
They are about 2 kilometers south of Kilinochi, the forwardmost troops operating in that area. And we'll be moving to town no sooner we get the chance.
Kilinochi is a major target of the government offensive to crush the rebels. It is symbolically important because it serves as the administrative headquarters of the Tamil Tigers. The government says it is confident of defeating the rebels in the north. Earlier this year, it drove them out of their eastern bases. Military observers say evicting the rebels from their bases will only drive them into jungle hideouts where they will mount a guerrilla campaign. Sri Lanka's bloody civil war began a quarter century ago and has claimed 70,000 lives. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.